What can we learn about God when we look at the Ten Commandments? Hey there, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today is a big day because today we are kicking off a Devo series on the Ten Commandments. Today's story is an intro into the series, and then for the next 10 days, we're going to look at each individual command God gave us in the Ten Commandments and what each one has to teach us about who God is. Sound interesting? Good. Today's story is called The Ten Commandments, God's Holiness Revealed, and it was written by Taylor Ising. I always find it interesting that the Ten Commandments don't start with, "You shall not." They start with, "I am the Lord your God," Exodus 20:2. Deuteronomy 5:6. But why is that important? The word translated Lord is God's name, Yahweh, which means I am. This name shows God is eternal, all-powerful, and the ultimate reality, which makes the next two words even more incredible. Your God. Emphasis, mine. This all-powerful God is personal and has chosen to dwell with his people. Not only has God chosen his people, the second part of the opening to the Ten Commandments says God has rescued his people from Egypt, out of the land of slavery. God is a God who rescues his people. He rescued the Israelites from literal slavery in Egypt, and he saves us from slavery to sin and death through Jesus. In these opening words, God makes it abundantly clear he is ruling over his people and he is good, unlike their previous ruler, Pharaoh. He loves his people so much. He rescues them time and time again, finally culminating in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus to permanently unite his people to himself, a unity that will be fully realized when Jesus returns to make all things new, Revelation 21:1-5. The Ten Commandments reveal not only that God is holy, but that he is the only one who can make his people holy. We are sinners unable to meet the standard of God's law. In Christ, we find the only rescue from sin and death. 1 Peter 1:16 says, "For it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.'" So let's talk about this. How do the Ten Commandments reveal God's character? And how do the Ten Commandments point to our need for a Savior? Be thinking about these questions as we continue in our series on the Ten Commandments. And do some reading on your own today, too. Check out Exodus 20:1-2, Deuteronomy 5:1-6, and Romans 6:22-23 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Unlocked. Don't miss tomorrow's Unlocked episode where Andrew will take a look at the very first commandment, "No other God before me." Don't miss our updates, jokes, and encouragements we post each day on our Unlocked Facebook and Instagram pages at Unlocked Devo. Give us a follow and tell us what you love about the Unlocked devotional. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live your life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.